Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 新觉罗贝。
I'm 王莹。
The lab module Meng Tian and its carry rocket Long March 5B-Y4 have been transported to the launch area in Hainan Province. Zhang Hong has more.
At 8:10 a.m., the Meng Tian lab module and its carrier rocket Long March 5B-Y4 were transported to a launch tower from a testing hangar. It took more than 2 hours along the 3-kilometer rail route, despite frequent rain and strong gusts of wind on the island.
The Long March 5B carrier rocket is heavy, so it can withstand adverse weather conditions such as strong wind. The carrier rocket is waterproof in case it rains suddenly during the launch process.
Scheduled tests will be carried out on both the lab module and carrier rocket before launch. The facilities and equipment at the Wenchang spacecraft launch site are in good condition, and all departments involved in the mission are undergoing final preparations. A date for the launch was not released. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Shanghai's COVID-19 Prevention Authority has announced the extension of free PCR tests until November the 30th. And as of tomorrow, an inhalable coronavirus vaccine will be available as a booster dose. The vaccine provides a non-invasive option for people who don't like needles. So Wen Qing has more.
People in Jingshan District became the first to take the inhaled booster vaccine. At 8 a.m., some were lining up at Zhujing Community Health Service Center. All you have to do is inhale deeply from a cup containing the aerosol of the vaccine, hold it for at least 5 seconds, and slowly exhale. The whole process takes no more than 1 minute.
It's like drinking a cup of milk tea. It tastes sweet.
Recipients need to be observed for 30 minutes after they receive the vaccine. They also need more rest than usual for a few days. We also suggest avoiding alcohol for a week.
The vaccine was developed by Tianjin-based CanSino Biologics. The company said the new vaccine can induce strong humoral, cellular, and mucosal immunity to achieve triple protection and effectively contain the infection and spread of the virus. However, the inhaled vaccines are not for everyone.
Those who have respiratory diseases like asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and pulmonary fibrosis, as well as those suffering lung diseases, are not eligible for the inhalable booster dose.
People aged 18 and above who have been fully vaccinated can receive the inhaled COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose 6 months after they are fully inoculated. They can make a reservation on the Health Cloud app 健康云. The Shanghai Health Commission reported 19 local asymptomatic carriers yesterday, all of them tested positive while in central quarantine. 宋文静，上海来。
The United Kingdom has its third Prime Minister of the Year. 雷淑然 has more.
Sunak was the only contender to secure the required backing of 100 lawmakers yesterday, thus becoming the winner automatically. Another contender, Penny Mordaunt, leader of the House of Commons, failed to garner enough votes. In his first public address as Tory leader, Sunak stressed the need for stability.
We face a profound economic challenge. We now need stability and unity.And I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together.
The Labour Party, Liberal Democrats, and the Scottish National Party all swiftly renewed calls for a general election, arguing that the people should have a say over who leads the country, not just Tory party members.
There is no mandate now. The Conservatives have completely broken their promises, broke our economy.
According to the rules, the new leader of the ruling party takes over as prime minister and will serve until the next parliamentary elections. The term of the current parliament ends in December 2024. A White House spokesman said U.S. President Joe Biden will speak with Sunak in the coming days and emphasize the cooperation between the longtime allies. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi also congratulated Sunak on becoming the U.K.'s prime minister.Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin today said, cultivating and advancing sound bilateral ties is the shared responsibility of China and the United Kingdom. He added China hopes to advance ties on the basis of mutual respect and mutual benefit. Li Shuran, Shanghai Live.